sometimes learning how to do honest prayers starts with shallow prayers and being okay praying those until you can start learning. And so I just want to give permission for moms to even pray the shallow prayers if that's where you're starting. Welcome to the Mama Bear Apologetics Podcast.
A podcast where we teach you to roar like a mother.
And by roar, we mean recognize the message, offer discernment, argue for a healthier approach, and reinforce these ideas with your kids.
Unless you want to growl around your house. I mean, that's cool too. You're like, check it. We keep it reals.
That's so bad.
You're awesome.
Mama Bear Apologetics is a listener-supported program, so if you like what we do, head on over to the Mama Bear Apologetics website and click support.
It's time to rise up, ladies.
Rise up, Mama Bears. This might not affect your faith,
but it might affect your children's.
Welcome to another episode of Mama Bear Apologetics. I'm Hillary, and with me is...
Hi, I'm Julie Lose.
Yep. So, Julie, what do you think we're going to be talking about today?
Ready? I got word that it is a new book.
Yeah, Honest Prayers for Mama Bears, which is you and me. And we had such a fun time doing this book together. So basically today, what we're going to do is an interview between you and me and just talking about the book, how it came to be, some of our favorite experiences, some of our favorite prayers, all the things. So, why don't you start out? We've got a list of questions and you can just pick which, what do you want to ask?
Well, first of all, how did the book come to be? It's a tad bit different than a normal Mama Bear apologetics book. And especially tell us about the title.
Yeah. So this was one that the publishers had said, we would, you know, people have said that they love the prayers from your first couple books, which I got to give Julie props because that was her domain for the first two books. And so I think that they knew. So for those of you who don't know, I edited both of these books from the ICU. And so John and I have decided that we're not going to do that again. So this book was kind of really cathartic in the sense that it wasn't going to be as heavy research. It wasn't really dark content. So I thought, you know what? I would really like to do a book of prayers because I feel passionate about prayer. I feel passionate about writing out prayers. And so they just had prayers for mama bears. And I thought, no, I don't want to do that. It needs to be honest prayers for mama bears because like you and I even read a prayer before we started this podcast from Every Moment Holy, which I don't have a ton of prayer books. I've always just kind of written out my own, which I tell my story about that in the introduction. Who's the author of those?
Well, it's a compilation in the most recent volume, but the older volume, Douglas Kane McKelvey is the main writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these are like the Shakespeare of prayers. And so I thought, you know, it's like I have someone really, really close to me in my life who is constantly saying, I'm just not a good prayer. I'm just not a good prayer. Mm-hmm. And I look back at the prayer. So like I've been writing out my prayers since I was about 11. And it's not because I was so spiritual. It's because I would either fall asleep, which I wish that would happen now, or I would just get distracted, you know, squirrel. And so I started writing them out because I knew that if I wrote stuff out, my mind couldn't wander. And so, but my prayers were so bad to start out with. I mean, they were what a junior high girl would pray for, which is, you know, popularity and boys to like her, you know, super spiritual. But in that process, I got used to really telling God what I thought, what I wanted, what I needed. And then as I matured in my faith, it got into basically dumping out all my yuck and then refocusing my brain on what was true. So I really wanted these prayers. We have a couple of Shakespeare prayers in here. Most of them are not written by you and me. That we actually have a whole team of mama bears that we put it out in our community and be like, we would love to have some prayers from you that have some beautiful, beautiful prayers. But there's also just a lot of prayers in here that are honest. They're gut-wrenching or... Yeah, they just are the things that you would never think that you could pray or phrase in such a way that you're like, is that okay to say that to God? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's okay to say that to God. So when I pitched it back to them saying, I really want to do a book called Honest Prayers, you saw their eyes light up and they thought, yes, that's exactly. I mean, that's going to be the mom of your voice. None of us are Shakespeare. We're all kind of, you know, keeping it real.
Right. You know, and I've already had somebody tell me that they actually like how the title rhymes. They like honest prayers for mama bears. It does have a nice little ring to it.
And I got to point out just the cover art by Joe Hawks. I just want to know how many moms have felt like this before. It's like just on your last nerve. You just can't even, but your kid's happy. So you don't want to distract them because, you know, it's either that or a crying kid. And so you're just trying to make it through the day.
Yeah. Well, Hillary, one of the things you mentioned to me when we were talking is there is a difference between an honest prayer and a shallow prayer.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure they weren't shallow. So you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. And so I would describe the prayers that I did in junior high and, you know, part of high school as shallow prayers in the sense that I think about James, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend them on your own pleasures, or I can't remember the exact wording. And so a lot of my prayers were more shallow of things that I want. I wasn't praying for sanctification. I wasn't praying for, you know, the Lord's movement. I was praying for popularity and boys to like me, which he saw fit not to answer. I got to add, he never answered those prayers.
Right.
And thank God he didn't. So that would be more of a shallow prayer. But at the same time, I think sometimes learning how to do honest prayers starts with shallow prayers and being okay praying those until you can start learning. And so I just want to give permission for moms to even pray the shallow prayers if that's where you're starting.
Exactly.
So that would be kind of the difference between those two.
And we don't have to worry either about the eloquence of our prayers either.
Yes.
And you know, it's interesting when we talked about starting to do this, what some people might not realize, a book takes a long time to get out there. And I looked back, this is my journal that I used while we were taking notes, brainstorming and all that stuff. And my first entry is from March 10th of 2022.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
almost exactly
2 years by the time that book comes out. And the first thing I wrote down there, it said thoughts, true, sincere, authentic, that's overused a little bit, but express your heart, brain dumps, voice your fears. I mean, those were some of the things that we started thinking about. And what I appreciated when you approached me about joining you on writing this, which I am forever grateful for and honored and privileged to do, we were talking about how do we capture what is really honestly on mom's hearts.
Yeah.
And moms of every age, every stage, even grandmas, which I am now a grandma.
Grandma there.
One here and one on the way. And so what you wisely did is you reached out to your existing Mama Bear kind of core team that had been on some book launches, right?
Yep.
And we said, let us know what's on your heart. What are the topics you want to pray for? Do you want just prayers? Do you want some teaching on prayer? How would this book help you?
Yeah.
And then I reached out to some of my friends and younger moms that I know, because I'm past the young mom stage. I have adult boys, adult men, children now and grandchildren.
Your adult boy who's having a child.
But as we'll talk about this in a minute, I have a network of moms that I have prayed with for years through the Moms in Prayer International Ministry. So I reached out to them too. And that's how we kind of began to get topics. Did you want to take it further from there?
Yeah. So one of the things that I know that most publishers would love it if we would do, they were like, hey, let's just nail out a bunch of topics and then you can just plug in the prayers. I'm like, nah, that's not how I work. Like, I wish I worked like that, but I don't. One of the beautiful, one of the frustrating yet beautiful things is a lot of times I just need to soak in something and allow things to come to me. So many of the prayers that are in here are things that, like, I was just journaling in my own prayer journal. I thought, you know what? I bet you I'm not the only one who thinks that. Mm-hmm. Or one of my prayers that I'm most proud of is the, I won't say which one it is, but because we're trying to make most of the prayers kind of a little bit anonymous. But it was from being with a mom that was in a situation that I just went and I sat and I marinated in the idea of what would it feel like to be in that situation. And I wrote out this prayer, even not being a mom. And I just kind of passed it over to a few moms that I knew. Mm-hmm. And I was two for two making people cry. So I was like, nailed it.
Yeah. And I know I kind of thought back on some of what were some of the times that really drove me to prayer, maybe as a younger mom, as a mom of a teenager. And then even now, I had some opportunities to write some prayers that maybe approach more being a mom of an adult child, too, because that's a whole nother, you know, season there. So that was really interesting. And I don't know about you, but when we started getting the topics and some of the sample prayers back from the mama bears, I think you and I were overwhelmed by the desperation in prayer.
Yeah.
That really struck us.
Yeah. There was several prayers. In fact, I think there was some of those prayers that created that topic. I might have had this topic from the beginning. I can't remember, but I for sure know that we had several that fit in there, which is prayers you pray you never have to pray.
Absolutely.
And we have in there for prayers of, you know, porn addiction in the home or a wife of an addict or a wife of a papa bear who has walked away from the faith, children coming out as LGBT. One, a really, really amazing prayer that someone that I love very much wrote on prayers for their husband's ex-wife.
That is an amazing prayer.
And I know all the history behind that. Mm-hmm. So to see that prayer, I was just...
Yeah, I remember you and I, when we read that, we were both just like, whoa,
I don't know
if I could do that.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I really like the fact that we included that section, because these are a lot of things that you don't see people talking about in prayer. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of general. And in fact, we even had some we'll say a little bit of friction with the editors when we were going through this, that they thought some things were too honest. Mm-hmm. And we really fought hard.
Yeah,
we fought for it.
So Hillary, think back. So after we had brainstormed some and we met by Zoom, we called, we talked, you had an idea of us getting together for a prayer retreat.
Yeah.
And you found a prayer writing retreat.
Yeah.
And you found this monastery in rural Missouri. Now, I live in the St. Louis area. You're up in Iowa. So it was kind of a halfway point for us.
Yeah.
So we went there and we spent 5 days in a conference room in the bottom of this monastery.
It was so cool.
It was neat. But so here's where we began to really struggle with how in the world to organize this book.
Yes. I think that was probably one of our biggest things is how to organize this, because it's like some things were like, well, it fits in this category and that category. And we just went back and forth of how to break these up. And I'm pretty happy with the way it ended up.
Yeah. I mean, just so the readers would know, they might find it interesting. It went through many reorganizations.
Yes.
We had charts. We had sticky notes. We had color coded. We had Excel spreadsheets.
I was going to say the Excel spreadsheet, man. We were both sick of Excel by the time we were done.
Of all this stuff, you know, just laid out on the floor, on the counter, everywhere. And then when we had to start cutting back,
that was hard.
You know what? We should have looked up how many total original prayers we had.
I didn't even think about that.
I forgot. We'll have to look that up and figure it out.
There were some of them, like we liked some from this one, some from that one. We had to combine them.
Right.
And so we even have some that we combined, which one of the things that you said to me was like one of the biggest blessings when we were writing this is you said to me, I love how on some of these prayers, you can't tell where your voice begins and my voice ends.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even though I can kind of, it's like, I see it in the prayer. I can see like, oh, I wrote that part. Julie wrote that part, because we have such different voices. I love the fact that you appreciate the fact that we can mesh this together and we don't have to have ownership of this one's mine, this one's yours. It's like, it was this collaborative effort. And some of them, it's like people just gave us the idea and we took just a little bit, or maybe sometimes we just took the title of it and combined it with something else. But so it really is such a collaborative effort. I would say that you and I wrote probably at least over half, if not more, of the prayers.
It might just be interesting to know, when the moms who were asked to contribute to this, they were told that they would be acknowledged in the book, but we weren't going to put names to every prayer. And we really couldn't end up doing that because, like Hillary said, a term that I kept using is this is a collection of the voice of moms all across America, hopefully even the world. It's a collective voice of what they're voicing, what they're saying, what their concerns are. And so between topics they had, ways they phrased it, and then how you and I came to it and brought that mama bear voice to
kinda,
it.
Yeah,
that's kind of how the prayers came to be. And I remember too, one thing that was very interesting as we really got into the hard editing of this, we spent a lot of time reading the prayers out loud to one another. Mm-hmm. So we weren't just hearing them in our head. We were hearing them audibly, and that helped us go, that's not voiced right. That doesn't sound right. That's too stilted there, you know, or whatever, and just went
and
round
we did that on
round.
The first book too, like the, all those meetings that we had where we read them out loud to each other. I think that's one of the most valuable parts of the process that we do.
And
just for the moms that are wondering, I'm just going to go ahead and read the sections that we have. So the sections are selfless prayers for self, and it's basically things that a lot of these are things that I pray over myself regularly. Spiritual protection from the home turf. And so that's where we kind of go through all the different rooms in the house and just kind of pray over them. Mm-hmm. I love this from Buzz to Zuzz, short prayers for the daily grind, where we almost take you through a whole day from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. From my bean to my bean bean, pages, stages, and rhythms of life that takes us from pregnancy, you know, where you see the bean on the ultrasound to be a good mother-in-law, where, like you're saying, you're seeing your beans being on the ultrasound, which I think we had with us at one point. From clay to vessel, prayers for my kids' spiritual formation. So these are specific prayers for kids' spirituality. Mm-hmm. Things my kids have to deal with. Oh, my goodness. You know, so many things here. Welcome to the Rumble. And I love our first prayer in there. I think you had the name, when I've been wronged and want to release the Kraken. Because I think you said that was like a feeling that you had once, and you said, I was like, we have to put that in the title.
Yeah. I think you came up with the Kraken, but I talked about when we've been wronged, because I had a big prayer on that one time. And then
I have to say one of my favorite titles in this, I remember when you said this, because you were like, I'm just going to say this, and I was dying laughing. I was like, yes, but it's, does this prayer make me look fat? And these are the ones where it's like, you know what? I probably don't look super attractive when I'm praying this. I'm admitting a lot of things that I probably wouldn't say out loud to people. When I just can't even. And we have everything in there from just living in the world to I really labored over the postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression. There's a lot of people's stories that are put into those prayers. Prayers you pray, you never have to pray. Mind, body, and emotions, and then church, state, school, and culture. So it really takes you through a pretty wide variety of situations.
Right. And I think that's, we hope that'll be helpful for our moms. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, there were, as I said, a bazillion worthy topics.
Oh my gosh.
So getting the titles, getting it narrowed down, and then even putting together the index.
Yeah, oh God, the index.
That was probably the hardest thing we did.
Well, thank goodness that's when we hired Julie, the other Julie, as the Mama Bear assistant. And we're like, hey, we can have her do this. So she gets
We were about to kill each other on that. And if the original index had stood, it would have like doubled the thickness.
I know, right? So we had to parse that sucker down. But so all that to say, let us know if you use the index, because that was a labor of love there.
And, you know, that kind of leads us to something that had been on my heart. And I think we even wrote about it in the introduction, is there's different ways that moms can approach this book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it comes from how I've approached different books of prayer that I have used. So certainly you can just go find the prayer that hits you for that day.
Yeah.
You know, use the index, look at the titles for the different chapters and find it. But I would say that there is also some wisdom and some help in even just reading the book through. We want moms to be able to approach it as needed, but also to kind of have this
anticipate.
Yeah, anticipate what might I have to pray about and know that if that thing is coming, but it's not here right now, oh, I read a prayer about that.
Yep.
I could go back to the Mama Bear book and look at that. Or perhaps you have a friend who is going through that and you could be praying for them over that situation. So there's several different ways to approach the book. And I think, we would love feedback eventually to see how moms use it.
I know that there were several times when we were writing the book that I would be talking with someone and I thought, oh, we have the perfect prayer for that. And I would literally just copy and paste it into a text. And so they would just get this huge long text. I was like, this is my prayer for you today. Mm-hmm. Cause I loved being able to share some of those. I had a friend who was going through, basically, yeah, I think when she had been really, really wronged, and especially mm-hmm. there's one of the phrases in there about how you want to ruminate about how right you were and how wrong they were and how that just does not bring about the righteousness of Christ.
Right.
Cause I've been in that situation before where it's like, it's almost like this intrusive, obsessive thought that you just can't release. And so I sent that to her. Yeah. So,
and you know, some of the prayers, we specifically put blanks in.
Yes.
Right. We call them the fill in the blank kind of
prayers. Well, I don't think we did the fill in the blank. I think we did it sort of like a Mad Libs in the sense
yes.
that it's like we have, when you see brackets in the book, it means fill it in with your own. So a lot of the pronouns, he or she, or if it says child or thing I struggle with most, or like one of the ones that I like is a praying of blessing over part of your body that you hate. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, I thank you for part of my body that I hate,
right.
To where you can actually really personalize those prayers. And some of the prayers for the kids, it's like, you know, something that they struggle with, person that they're having conflict with. So you can really personalize it.
Yes. And I think that brings up a good topic. We want moms to know there are prayers in here that are for you.
Yeah.
These are not just prayers for your children. There's mm-hmm. both.
Yeah.
And we approach also even prayers about prayer.
Yes.
And about Bible study. And to me, those are some of my favorite prayers.
Yeah. Because
we want moms to really learn how to pray, grow in their praying life, and be in the Word, because that will feed how you pray and how you pray in God's will. And that also kind of leads to the thought, you know, when we were reading over these, we wanted to make sure that we felt like these prayers were theologically sound.
Yeah.
And so we checked each other on that. We asked the editors who had some background in mm-hmm. that to do it. I think your husband helped us
yep.
with a few things. So
if we weren't sure about something, we would send it off to someone, say, does this sound okay? I think we sent some stuff to Holly Pivick. And I know I sent some stuff to Katie Faust. and
right. So we made it. We're not saying it's perfect, but nope. know that that was our heart's desire.
That was our heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of also just the idea, if you said prayers about prayers. So one of the things that people ask, well, what makes this book different? And this is something I can't remember if you and I came up with it or if I just started doing it and I was like, mm-hmm. hey, let's do this, is we actually have little sections at the end of a lot of these different prayers where I don't like just leaving it at the prayer. I like action steps. And
right.
so we have honest evaluation, honest resources, honest ideas, honest steps, honest journaling, mm-hmm. honest habits, bunch of honest everything, because, you know, that's the theme of the book. But I just marked this one just because I was trying to get a good example, and this one stood out to me. So this one is when I can't focus on my Bible reading. And I'll just say, yeah, this is one of the ones that I do, because sometimes I sit down to read my Bible and I literally feel myself like wanting to do anything but, and I just can't focus. So mm-hmm. I have an honest idea here that is stuff that's helped me. So it says, when your brain is going in all directions, read out loud. It is harder to space out, and you have a multi-sensory experience of seeing, speaking, and hearing. If you're having trouble concentrating because you keep having to do items interjecting themselves, we have found it helpful to keep a list of those items on a separate sheet of paper. And I follow this to the point of where sometimes
that.
My morning prayer time, I jokingly call it God's and my business meeting.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'll be praying and then I just keep having these, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. And so I'll be writing this down and the Lord's almost like giving me my to-do list for the day.
That is so funny. I should have brought my prayer journal up here because I've kind of used the same one for years.
Yeah.
There's one over there, but it has sticky notes inside of it. And when a thought comes to mind, I write it down and mm-hmm. I have this like wad of
it's
sticky
like a
notes
fat thing.
That goes in my robe in the morning
oh,
and then
cute.
I bring it upstairs and I put it on my desk. And literally yesterday I like tore up 10 of them. I felt
nice.
So good because I went through them like, oh, I got that done.
Yeah. So I think sometimes people think that it's like this all or nothing. Oh, I have to be focusing just on prayer. But, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. the Lord kind of brings, oh, don't forget about this. Don't forget about that. And even if it is the enemy trying to do stuff, just write it down and then keep going. Because once you get it out, you don't feel like you have to keep remembering it
mm-hmm.
and you can revisit it. So it's like we have stuff like that. We have honest resources of like, if this is something that you struggle with, here's somewhere to go. Let me see.
Yeah, we did want to put what we felt like were trustworthy resources
yeah.
into mom's hands for more, you know, help on certain subjects, especially some of those harder, deeper
yeah.
subjects.
So here's an example of like honest journaling. This is on the prayer on taming emotions. So the honest journaling, each time your emotions are getting the better of you, ask yourself, are these based on scripture, reason, and reality? Which that's out of our emotionalism chapter from book one. If not, ask the Lord what lies you may be believing, and then ask him to reveal the truth to you about the situation. Journal through what the Lord reveals to you. So I can't even, like, someone trained me how to do this whole thing of, like, identifying lies that I'm believing, and then identifying what is the truth in this. And it just radically changed so much in my life of when I would actually identify, oh, wow, I'm believing this thing that's not true. Right. And I think when we don't critically analyze what is it that I'm believing that isn't true, it like keeps working itself through you and you're anxious and all these things. But I've literally had times where I just had to go pray and be like, what lie am I believing?
Right.
And it kind of pops to my mind and I just renounce it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't feel anxious anymore.
Yeah, we talked a lot through that when we were at the monastery about trying to get to the root of issues, not just praying about the symptoms or the outcome you're seeing, but what is the root behind that?
Yeah.
And how do we attack that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to keep it like, you know, is there a root sin? Is there a root spirit? Is there a root situation? Is there a root trauma? Like all these different things of like, what is the root to this? Yeah, because I think that is the most effective prayers when you're getting to the root and not just, you know, praying for the outcome.
Right. So Hillary, so ladies know, kind of bookended around the prayers, there is an introduction that you read and you approach, you know, some of the goals of the book. You talked about the honest versus shallow. You kind of introduce them to the sections and what they mean and what they're about, and then a few more things to know. Then we have a gorgeous opening prayer by Jennifer.
That was the one that we're like, this encompasses everything in the book.
We've read that prayer and we said, we can't change this. It was so perfect. And
so
we said, let's make this be the opening prayer. Pronounce her name correctly for
DeFrades. Jennifer DeFrades.
So thank you, Jennifer, for that.
Yes, thanks, Jen.
Then after they get through the sections of prayer, 147 prayers in this book, ladies. Good gracious. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we had I got to write an afterword talking about how to create a legacy of prayer. And that's kind of based on, I had a praying grandma who really was kind of my inspiration in becoming a prayer warrior. And between what she established in praying for me and me wanting to be to do the same, and then through what I learned in my many years, I'm still in Moms in Prayer Leadership from what I've learned there. So we approach how you can start a prayer legacy. Even if you're the very first person in your family, you can start this or you can continue on if you're walking in the steps of those. And then there's a very helpful index because you appendix. Thank you.
The index is also helpful, but
that's
the appendix
right.
is too.
We went round and round because we kept coming up with topics that we thought were worthy kind of essays to write about prayer, because many of the moms that we surveyed said, yes, we would like a little teaching about prayer as well. So in that, we approached subjects like, will God ever let me down? Can anything hinder my prayers, or can I pray the wrong way? What's my responsibility and what's God's? So just for the ladies to know, be sure to look in the back and the front, because there's a little more than just the prayers there.
Yep. Which prayer is your favorite?
Oh, gosh.
Which prayer is the most convicting? And which prayer do you think was hardest to write?
Favorite might be the one about being a good mother-in-law, because that's where I am right now. And I had a lot of input on that prayer and from things I've learned not to do and maybe things I have done okay. We'll see. And then there were some that took me back to when my boys were little. And I was praying for them, like even like the dropping off at school and for the bus driver, just the little things like that that need to be covered in prayer day to day. So that kind of takes the gamut from the very simple to the whole other end of that of the season of life. So those might be my favorites. Most convicting, because I remember when this came up, the idea, I think I may have voiced it, when you are tempted to use prayer as gossip. So that can be a very convicting prayer. And then the hardest to write. Maybe some of the ones actually where we got into praying for government and schools.
Yes, those were hard to just, because like this whole Christian nationalism is such mm-hmm. a thing. It's like, which parts are we trying to pray godly things and which parts are we trying to like right. pray?
What is biblical and mm-hmm. how can we be true to what God would want us to pray in that without getting too far to one side or the other, too mm-hmm. political? How do we keep that tight? And we did go back and forth on that some with the editor.
Yeah, we did. That. And I think we try to make it clear which things we're praying that are constitutional rights versus which things are, you know, this is
right.
This is what God has promised kind of thing that, you know, it's fine to pray over being able to maintain your constitutional rights. That's mm-hmm. totally fine. It's not saying that this is, you know, God has declared that we're always going to have this, but mm-hmm. just, you know, staying specific. I know the one that's the most convicting, and that's the prayer over social media, and especially the line mm-hmm. that I wrote it. And I even read it the other day when I was editing some things, and I went, oh, you know, when I'm using social media to zone out instead of connect with people. And I was like,
ouch. Did I really say that?
Yeah, I said that. Sometimes I like need to take my own advice. So I think that one for me was one of the most convicting. And then probably one of the hardest ones was really getting inside the mind of the postpartum stuff.
And I remember you struggling with that.
Yeah. Just hearing the stories from so many women. It's mm-hmm. like, I just posted something on Facebook and was like, hey, who's gone through this? And I just got all these emails, and this girl I hadn't talked to in 10 years. It was like, I'd love to have a phone conversation about right. this. And so
and that, you know, we were yeah. instructed too that there is a difference between postpartum depression and anxiety.
Exactly. And we didn't know that before we did that.
Mm-hmm. So there are two separate prayers for that.
Yep. And I would say the funniest prayer that we had submitted to us. do you know what I want to say?
No, go ahead.
When I just want to pee alone.
Yeah. Yes. And I have been there. I have closed that door uh-huh. and they're still banging.
I was like, I have heard so many moms say this. We have to keep this prayer.
Yes. It's hilarious. And even my cat would put his paw under the door. I mean, even the cat wouldn't leave me alone. I thought too, wait a minute. Did you finish your convicting, your hardest, and your favorite?
There's so many. I think mm-hmm. I know which one, and I don't want to share which one it is. There's one that's the one that I said that I had a situation with someone. I really put myself in that situation. Mm-hmm. And then I made two moms cry when they read it because it captured their thoughts. That one's the one I don't know if that's my favorite or if it's the one I'm most proud of.
Yeah. A couple of maybe fun little anecdotes, if you don't mind. So I really wanted to be able to write a dedication and an acknowledgement. And I kind of got to do that in the first book. And mm-hmm. so now I had other people that I wanted, you know, to dedicate and acknowledge to. And while this was being written, well, first of all, I wanted to give credit to my grandmother. So mm-hmm. I was able to do that. And to the women, well, that comes in a minute. But we were expecting our first grandchild while this was being written.
Yeah.
And we knew it was a girl, but they weren't going to share the name until she was born. So we worked it out with the editors. I'm like, what is the drop dead date that you have to know this name by if I want to put her actual name, you know, in the dedication? And so we worked that out. And my son and daughter-in-law emailed the editor so that I did not see the name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And they knew strictly that I was not to see a proof of that.
Yes.
You know, because so that was one thing. And then since then, my other daughter-in-law is expecting. And so I had put in there, and for all future grandchildren to come.
There you go.
And when we did the final edit, it was in August. And I was on a cruise, the first cruise I've taken in 20 years, and I wasn't going to have that great a cell service. Mm-hmm. And we had a delay in getting it, and I was so panicked that it wouldn't come, you know, mm-hmm. when I could edit it. But it did. The Lord took care of that. And I got to go sit in a beautiful library in a cruise ship looking out at the Pacific near Alaska and edit this and see porpoises and dolphins swimming. And my son brought me a cappuccino. I mean, I've got a picture. It was just a perfect way to kind of end that. And then just briefly in the acknowledgement, I really wanted to give a heartfelt thanks to the Moms in Prayer Ministry because that is where I had been so steeped in prayer, been taught to pray, taught other moms to pray, for Nichols especially, who is the founder of Moms in Prayer, and then all the ladies that have prayed for years for my boys and for my sister and friends who had covered me in prayer as we wrote the book. So it was very special to me to be able to do the dedication and the acknowledgement, and I really do appreciate that.
That's cool. Well, that's about the time that we have for today. Jules, I have loved every minute of us working together. You are just such an amazing writing partner. And one of my memories that I have is, you know, we went to that monastery, and that was still like not that long after my big surgery in 2021. Mm-hmm. And there would be times when we would get up and start working. I'm like, I have to go lay down. And you were just so faithful to be like, I'll keep working on this while you're laying down. And you never made me feel guilty about it. And I just want to say, I really appreciate that. So
appreciate your perseverance in the suffering that you've had. I mean, we even sat in your bedroom, and I sat by your bed, and we kept working.
We kept working while I'm snuggled up in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, will you pray us out and just pray some of the things we've prayed over this book? I love you sharing what those main things were that you wrote on day one when we were putting together, because I had a question here of like, what are some of the main things we prayed over this book? And I'm like, oh my gosh, we had that from day one. So will you just pray over the book and pray over the moms that are listening and just all the things?
Yeah. Well, Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that we have been able to put to words the prayers of so many moms, the desperate prayers, the joyful prayers, the prayers that take moms through every season and stage of life. Father, it is our desire that as this book gets into the hands of moms, that you would be glorified, that they would be drawn to you and a personal, intimate prayer relationship, that no matter where they are in their prayer life, that this will propel them the next step further, and they will continue to grow. And Father, as we pray for you to be glorified, we pray also that the women would be edified as they read these prayers and they see what a loving, personal God you are, that we can come boldly to your throne with confidence, knowing that you will hear us and that you will answer our prayers in the way that aligns with your perfect will, both for us and for our children. So, Father, we give this to you as an offering. Please use it as you see fit. In your name, we pray, and to your glory, we give you this book. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This has been a Mama Bear Apologetics recording. To learn more about Mama Bear Apologetics, please visit us on the web at www.mamabearapologetics.com.
We hope you learned a little more about how to sift through ideas, accept the good, reject the bad, and now you can go teach your kids to do the same.
Do you have any questions? Or maybe some ideas about future podcast episodes?
Send us an email to askthemamabears@gmail.com and we'll do our best.
Rise up, ladies.
Rise up, Mama Bears.
We are all in this together.